now it's time to look at your genetics questions. Richard Thornley asks, what is the very first and last piece of DNA on the chain responsible for? Is it a marker or solely to indicate the ends? To answer, here's Dr. Jessica Greenwood from the Telomere Biology Lab at the Cancer Research UK London Research Institute.
I really like this question because it highlights the fact that the ends of the DNA, called telomeres, actually have a number of important responsibilities, one of which is to indicate the end. So first, what is a telomere? A telomere is a structure found at the end of the DNA in all organisms with linear chromosomes. In most organisms, the underlying foundation for the telomere is the DNA sequence, which is a unique stretch of short repeats. And this DNA does not contain genes that code for protein, but it does create a unique region in the DNA upon which telomere-specific proteins bind and form the telomere. And it's the very fact that the cell knows that the telomere is the end that protects the end itself and therefore the entire genome. You see, the cell is always on the lookout for breaks in the DNA chain. And when a break is discovered, the cell acts quickly to repair it by sealing broken ends back together. And if it weren't for the telomeres indicating that to the cell that the end was an end, the cell might be under the mistaken impression that the end was in fact a break. And then this would be extremely dangerous because if the cell attempted to repair the end, it could seal it to another chromosome end and the chromosomes would get stuck to each other in this manner. It would lead to serious problems when the cell tried to divide and separate its DNA into daughter cells. So end protection, or capping, as it's known, is an absolutely critical role for the telomere. But there's another equally important job for the telomere, and that is to help guide the enzyme that adds the unique DNA sequence to the ends, called telomerase. Because your cells are, well, many of your cells are constantly making more of themselves, they prepare for this by copying their DNA and then dividing it in so that one copy ends up in each daughter cell. The copying of the DNA is not completely perfect, and each time a copy is made, a little bit on the end is missed. And while this may sound like a bad thing, it's actually another built-in safety device to impose a lifespan on ourselves, because we don't want ourselves to just be able to divide without end. So most of our healthy cells actually have turned off telomerase because we don't want them to be able to keep dividing. And cancer cells have found a way to reactivate telomerase. And this, unfortunately, allows the cells to continue to make copies of itself. So you can see that actually the end, the telomere, does have a number of important roles in protecting the cell, both in survival and making sure that it doesn't get out of control.
Thanks to Dr. Jessica Greenwood from the Cancer Research UK Telomere Biology Lab. And if you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics you'd like us to answer, just email them to me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com.